AP Radio News. I'm Diane Kepley. With the clock ticking toward a Tuesday deadline to reach an agreement with Iran on its nuclear program, there's word there may be a tentative plan worked out on easing sanctions on Tehran once a deal is struck.
What we're hearing is that it has been agreed to by the technical experts who've been working on this for many weeks now, but it still has not been signed off by the top officials from Iran, the United States, and the other countries negotiating here in Austria.
That's AP's Bradley Clapper. Meantime, today on the campaign trail in New Hampshire, Hillary Clinton said she's hopeful a strong, verifiable deal can be worked out, but she admits even with a deal, Iran's aggressiveness will not end. She also blamed the Bush administration's policies for the tough spot the world is in now in regard to Iran.
The Bush administration's response through diplomacy was somewhat half-hearted. And so our only response during the years I was in the Senate, from 01 to 09, was to sanction Iran.
Clinton and the other presidential candidates are campaigning in key states this holiday weekend. Most of the Republican candidates are in New Hampshire and Vermont, while others are in Iowa. In Tunisia, the president has gone on state television to announce a state of emergency more than a week after a deadly attack on a beach resort in that country. He says Tunisia is not safe and risks collapse from future terrorist attacks. Last week, more than three dozen people were killed in an attack at that resort. No one was hurt, but a lot of people were rattled by an earthquake this morning in Oregon. It was centered near Springfield and Eugene and measured 4.2. The people of Chillicothe, Ohio, are on edge, waiting to see why four women were killed and two others are missing over the in recent years. Police are not ruling out the possibility of a serial killer in the area, but adds it's more likely the women got caught up with the wrong crowd because of drugs. This is AP Radio News. A salute to the nation's independence today in the weekly address from President Obama.
Happy 4th of July, everybody.
President Obama praises the principles upon which the country was founded.
We honor everyone who continually strives to make this country a better, stronger, more inclusive, more hopeful place.
On the Republican side, Texas Representative Will Hurd says America still has enemies who are against the very things we celebrate on the 4th of July.
Our principles of life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness, they represent everything our enemies want to destroy.
Shirley Smith, Washington.
Joey Chestnut has lost his hot dog eating crown. He was beaten today at Coney Island by Matt Stoney, who devoured 62 wieners and buns in 10 minutes. And in Washington and across the country, people are gathering for parades today as part of their celebration of the 4th of July. Tonight, there will be fireworks displays and concerts in many cities. I'm Diane Kepley, AP Radio News.